the up and running morning show, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host. Joining us live in the studio is our friend and neighbor, Sandy Bell. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
Such a pleasure to have you here.
It's and great to be here.
Thanks for joining us. We just heard a brand new song called Holy. How old is that tune?
Well, it was written about, I'd say, 18 months ago or so.
Cool.
And recently we finished recording it, and it's kind of funny. We released it by accident. we had a big plan to like do the video at the same time and announce it and everything, and all of a sudden some friends and fans were saying, hey, I love the new track. I'm like, what? So we messed that up, but it's fine. It's out on Spotify and Apple Music and all
so
that.
So you just said we. So the
yes.
We is probably referring to your musical partner and husband.
Yes.
Explain.
Jeff Lipstein. Yeah, thanks for picking up on that. He's a huge part of what I'm doing.
Is he the soundscape man?
He's definitely a primary component of the soundscape. We actually have come to terms that it's neither one of us, and that it's a third entity that actually comes out of our collaborative contributions. He's an amazing. He's a deep toolbox. Let me put it that way. So his access to sounds and technical nuance is much broader than I have, for sure.
Well, when it comes to songwriting, mm-hmm. do you write the lyrics and the music, or do you collaborate?
Mm-hmm. I write the lyrics and the music originally, and then there are additional arrangements that will come out of what I've written. Or Jeff will say, hey, what about this? And I'll say, what about that? But he writes these very beautiful arrangements that for me are just, again, they're like that third thing that enters the space. It's really something.
The third mind.
It is.
So the song Holy is going to come out as a single or a full length? What's in the future?
We're just dropping things as we're recording them. I had an album release in December of 23 that was a full length record called Entelechy. And since then, I've recorded a lot of music, or I've written a lot of music, and we're recording it kind of piece by piece. We have a couple things in the can, so we're dropping as we go, and we're continuing to record, you know, even this week.
So just recently, you completed a tour with another friend and neighbor and musical powerhouse, Rachel Yamagata.
The best. The best.
So you were out on the road from like 2022 to 2024, 2 years with her?
Well, it wasn't a full two years. They were separate tours.
On and off.
And each run, was a little bit different. But she's unbelievable.
So did you open up for the shows? Did you collaborate? How'd that work?
The first one I opened solo. And then the second, I was able to bring a band with me. So that was really great. I didn't collaborate with Rachel. I mean, Rachel and I collaborate every day in some way through silliness, but we're very, very close friends now. That happened because of the tour. So
you text each other.
There was texting going on as I was walking in.
Well, text her. I said, hey.
I sure will. Yeah, she's the best.
Well, cool. And now you're playing at the local in Saugerties. And the show is May 30th. You have Mike Amari opening up. Now, I know him from around, but I didn't know him musically.
I know. A lot of people are surprised by this.
So explain.
Well, Mike is a music lover. He is a great promoter and community member and did so much for Kingston in BSP, if folks remember those earlier days. Yeah. And then went on to form Chosen Family Presents. And so he is just instrumental in bringing up great music.
Opus 40.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I mean, so great. That he did, I think, with Isabel and at the local.
Okay.
Yeah,
so let's circle back. There. What does he play?
Okay. So Mike, this was a surprise to me, too. Like, all of a sudden, this is the good part of social media. I saw Mike playing guitar and singing, and I was like, hold the phone. This is amazing.
Wow.
So did a little bit of a deeper dive, and he had a band and whatnot. And so, I was looking for the right tone to open up the show. The last time we played the local, Mike's partner, Shauna Falana, has this this group called the Goddess Party, and she had a very distilled version of that open the show. So three members played. It was really, really beautiful, and I kind of wanted the same thing. Shauna wasn't available, and then I was like, wait a minute, what about Mike? So Mike is going to play, and his voice is just very tender and very sweet, and we're really looking forward to it.
And that's a treat in itself to see Mike Amari play, and then Sandy Bell is going to be performing. Now, full band?
Oh, yes, and then some.
How many people are make up the full band?
Well, we typically play sort of like in the formation of a jazz quartet. So there's four of us. I'm on the piano. My husband is on drums and electronics. We have a sax player and a bass player. Wow. We have added for this show a flautist and another keyboard player because we're finding that I really, both Jeff and I are just liking when I'm up front more, you know, and I'm really feeling that myself. So we have someone helping to cover some of those keyboard parts and add some things that I wouldn't normally do. So that's
sweet.
Great. Yes.
So that frees you up in some sense.
Yes. And it also, I really become very inspired when I play with musicians who have an improvisational soul.
Yeah.
So the people, everyone in this band has that. There are precise parts that are charted and we're like, we have to nail this and that. But in between that, when people have this like room to stretch, something happens to me where it unlocks a part of my creativity and I feel more present in the show. So, it's pretty great.
Well, that's a perfect thing. That sounds very jazz-like where you have a head of the music and then you can improv, but you come back to the head kind of like, you know, you can use that formula in folk music and anything, really.
Yeah.
And the improvisation is what I like. I love hearing recorded things, but when it comes to live music, I like to hear it, well, kind of, you know, the same arrangement, but I like it to stretch out. I like it to be different.
Yes, I do too. I find it to be very like life-affirming in a way.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. So now you're playing at the local on May 30th with Mike Amari opening. This is Sandy Bell. And the new song, Holy, is out as a single.
Mm-hmm.
What's coming up on the horizon?
Well, I've got a song called Every Bone in My Body. And it's a longing. It's a song where, going through some hard times. And I don't know, a lot of these things seem to be written in the middle of the night. I'm like reflecting back to when I wrote that. I was like, oh yeah, that was around 3 a.m. Holy was written around 2 a.m.
Are your songs written cathartically to get them off your mind or chest? Or are they written for someone else to understand your story?
Well, that's a beautiful question. You know, I used to write as... And it's not that I won't again, but there is an aspect of the transmutation of the grief that I feel, you know, that we all experience. And so one way for me to process my grief or my life pain is through music. And it definitely does something and gives everything a purpose in a way. And then there is another thing that's happened when, especially in those wee hours of the morning, where I do feel... I am with something, you know, that's not of the earth maybe. And I get to collaborate with perhaps spirits. I don't know what, but there's something going on there. And so it's less confessional or autobiographical and more, collaborative in terms of the spirit of music. And so what happens after that? Yes. What's coming in. And then, but the most exciting part for me, honestly, is what happens once it's received and then transmitted, what happens to the people receiving it on the other end. And that is just super thrilling for me.
I bet. To take the thoughts, put them into words, and then have other people receive them with positivity the way you planned it is always, well, that's groundbreaking. That's why, I guess, as an artist, you make art.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's the great connector for me and definitely my love language.
Have you always written music or have you evolved into it?
I think I've written it since I can remember. Really? Yeah, in some way
or
another.
So just lyrics or chords or
If you kind of watch any child by themselves, they're probably humming something that has never been written. Yeah. And so I think we're all sort of natural songwriters just by being, you know, coming into a language of our own, and melody is so magical, and it's in nature everywhere you go. So
it's
kind of just start singing as a kid. So I think in that way, I've always been a songwriter. And then the minute I touched an instrument, which was, I suppose it was the piano first. And I just started writing right away. Yeah. Terrible songs, but I started writing.
Well, that's how we know what the good ones are. You have to get through. Yes. Not so good.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Sandy Bell, it's a pleasure to have you here in the studio. It's great to listen to your music. And folks, don't miss the opportunity to go to the local in Saugerties. And this is happening May 30th. And don't miss out on this cool show. It's 3 days away. I guess it's Friday.
Yep.
And it's going to be an 8 o'clock show. So get there to see Mike Amari. And then Sandy Bell is going to play right after that. And it's going to be a beautiful night of music. I can't wait.
Nice.
It's going to be cool. Sandy, thanks a lot for being here. It's a real pleasure.
It's so nice to meet you, Rick. Thank you.
All the best to you. And we'll catch up soon. Like maybe when you get a bunch of the singles all together and it's a full-length release, then we could celebrate.
You got it.
All right.
Okay.
Sandy Bell, our guest, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back with music right after these messages.
Hi, this is Clayton with Van Cleek's Tire.